My Caroline story, as I know is true of others in this room, began even before I was born. My father came to Carolina in 1922. He was not the first in his family to go to college, but he was the first graduate of his rural Guilford County High School to go to the university. Here he encountered a bantamweight ex-Marine named Frank Graham, who would influence the rest of his life and mine. I graduated from high school in early May in 1953. Several weeks later, I was a freshman at Carolina. I had two reasons for entering in summer school. One was a high school classmate who wanted to finish college in 3 years, something you could actually do then. He did not want to go off to college alone, and it seemed to me that it would be a good idea for me, like him, the graduate of a relatively small high school, to enter in the summer when the numbers and the challenge might not be as great. I found the numbers were smaller, but the challenge perhaps more than I expected. Many of the students in my class that summer were graduate students, and others were pre-collegiate teachers taking advantage of their summer break to upgrade their credentials. Almost everyone around me seemed older and wiser. One of the wiser ones was my first contact with the Fayetteville Mafia, Norwood Bryan, two days younger than I, but already a rising sophomore. He had a red MG. There were few MGs of any color in Statesville. Indeed, I think there were probably none at all. Norwood became my good friend and introduced me to folks like Joel Fleischman and Terry Sanford. Perhaps my future was decided at that moment. I discovered in that class that Norwood and I found each other, that university professors were not just like my high school teachers back in Statesville. The class in which Norwood and I met was taught by a distinguished professor who on the first day told us of his anger that the title doctor, which academicians such as he had earned over centuries of scholarship, was also awarded to medical people who only a few years before had largely been butchers and sorcerers. My Georgia mother came from a family that included several legendary physicians. I had never heard the profession so described before. Most of my Carolina classroom experiences were not so jolting. Most were good, even great. And my life was enriched by teachers and campus icons like Ann Queen, Frederico Hill, Bill Petit, Lyle Citizen, Jesse Rader, and Alex Hurd. 50 years after leaving Alex's classroom, I learned that we were cousins. To be here during the advent of desegregation and to watch my native state come to grips with extraordinary social change was an experience of great impact. If there was not much deliberation in whether to come to Carolina, there was even less in what would be my major or what would be my career after college. I had been editor of my high school newspaper and had enjoyed that, so I thought it might be good to be a journalist. But I loved history and to dwell in it, so that became my major. It was, incidentally, the closest I ever came to career planning. The good Lord and my friends looked after me from then on. For a couple of years, I worked on the Daily Tar Heel. I was not very much a part of the DTH crowd, some of whom were in the office almost all of their college career. But I was the beneficiary of working at times with Rolf Neal and Ed Yoder and Charles Gralt and others who went on to distinction in their profession. The association with Gralt led to a later life friendship that I will always treasure. I had earned my monogram in high school in track and had won the senior class track award, and my father had been a successful runner at Carolina, and his old teammate, Dale Ransom, was the track coach when I came to campus. Coach Ransom was more excited about the arrival of Jim Beatty, but he was encouraging to me. I, however, was not as committed as I should have been, and in the end let extracurriculars of other kinds and some attention to academics take me away from track. I can honestly say that it was the one life decision that I truly regret. Happily, I had two sons who turned out to be much better athletes in whose success I could enjoy. And I have a granddaughter currently living in Israel who may become the first female quarterback in Carolina history. I was involved in campus politics and the Y and the student union and more. I successfully competed several times for a student legislature seat. And I unsuccessfully competed for editor of the Daily Tar Heel. My Daily Tar Heel defeat was very good for the Daily Tar Heel. It was good for the campus, and it turned out it was good for me. I was involved as a student in two editorial impeachment efforts. In one, we successfully defeated the effort to remove co-editors, one of whom went on to win a Pulitzer Prize, who had exercised freedom of the press as a majority of us felt they should. And in another, we successfully removed an editor who a majority of us felt had not. In 1957, my graduating class celebrated a national basketball championship, and I and three friends followed the team as far as Philadelphia. On the late night return from that game, I am convinced I drove 5 miles completely asleep. My memories of people who have helped enrich my Carolina story do not end with graduation, nor with this meeting today. I only regret that I cannot name them all. They are at every turn in my life. Among them, Doug Dibbert, whom I first knew as an emerging student leader, and who is now my unofficial caregiver. And then there is the one Tar Heel who is certifiably even more heavenly blue than I, Ray Ferris, who came to share an apartment with me in his first summer after graduation and has been an important part of my life ever since. Most important of all, of course, has been my Carolina spouse. I am indebted to all of them for including me in their life stories and sharing mine with me. Along the way, I learned that other people have loyalties to other institutions and may be said to even love those places. Yet there does seem something special in the continuum of Carolina stories and Carolina families. Those stories are sometimes humorous, sometimes uplifting, and sometimes they are bittersweet. My son Tommy was a Tar Heel through and through, though he never attended Carolina, unless you count Dean Smith's basketball camp. He went to Lees McRae because he knew that there he could be a member of the varsity basketball team. It is a game he loved as much as any person I have ever known. As a college senior, his team played the Carolina freshmen, and Tommy took one shot from beyond the three-point line and sunk it beautifully. Tommy died suddenly 7 years ago, and at the memorial service, his brother reminded all of us of how proud Tommy was that he was 100% from the three-point line in the Smith Center. I never enter that arena that I do not look at that spot on the court. That is a part of my Carolina story as well. To sum it up, some of you have heard me tell of bringing my grandson to his first Kenan Stadium game. Afterward, we walked across the campus in a perfect autumn dusk. Tuscan stopped me, looked up at me, and asked, "Papa, is this a special place?" Well, a strength of our individual Carolina stories is that they are a part of the greater story of a very special place. And yet the true strength here is not place, not the hill, not the well, not the buildings, nor the trees, nor even the memories. What is most compelling about this place and its story, and the stories that all of us carry with us, is the extraordinary idea that Carolina represents. The idea born in the early days of a new nation. The idea that a state could create a place of learning that would be both excellent and accessible. It is that idea in the lives of those who have served it, some in ways none of us will ever know. It is that idea which is our strength. If those who do not love this place, or who would seek to weaken it, were to somehow prevail and close it down, if even the poplar were leveled and ground into sawdust, the idea would still be here, and we would build it once again. You can never kill the idea. You can never erase all the stories gathered around it. The richest part of my life is the opportunity to be a part of those stories. Heart the sound.